Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for investigations. No, I'm not now talking about the hearings. We'll be talking about that later. The hearings about the plot. And yeah, it was a plot for fake electors. What do you mean by fake electors? It means that they were electors who nobody voted for. They did not win a majority anywhere, and their names, in some cases, were not even on the ballot. And generally, you select the electors pledged to a certain president before the election. What a crazy scheme. We will get to that with Charles Lipson of University of Chicago. What's the impact of these hearings? How could they have been done more constructively rather than just appear producing? And I think this is something that people feel generally when they watch what is going on. It's just a despairing feeling, and you feel terrible for some of the very honorable people, some of whom were featured today, election workers and the Secretary of State of Georgia and the Speaker of the House in Arizona, honorable people, but who were just locked in this awful situation that came out into bloody violence on January 6th. 1-800-955-1776. Yeah, there's another investigation going on. It's a Texas State Senate committee that is hearing testimony on the Uvalde shooting. And I love police. I'm grateful to police every day. There are reasons to think about gratitude for the blue line that allows civilization to continue in our country, without which there would be no country and no civilization. However, the record of police service in Uvalde was just appalling. They are reporting in Axios that Uvalde police had enough armed cops inside the school to have stopped the shooting 3 minutes after it began. They had the cops right there. There are pictures of them now that they've released, and they're well armed, and they're wearing body armor, and they're ready to go. And they waited 74 minutes before breaching an unlocked door. The Colonel Stephen McCraw, director of the Texas Department of Public Safety, said that this was an abject failure and antithetical to everything we've learned over the last two decades since the Columbine massacre. The only thing stopping a hallway of dedicated officers from entering room 111 and 112 was the on-scene commander who decided to place the lives of officers before the lives of children, Colonel McCraw said today at a state Senate hearing investigating the shooting. And here is more from Colonel McCraw, the Texas Director of Public Safety, clip 17.
There's compelling evidence that the law enforcement response to the attack at Robb Elementary was an abject failure and antithetical to everything we've learned over the last two decades since the Columbine massacre. 3 minutes after the subject entered the West Building, there was sufficient number of armed officers wearing body armor to isolate, distract, and neutralize the subject. The only thing stopping a hallway of dedicated officers from entering room 111 and 112 was the on-scene commander, who decided to place the lives of officers before the lives of children. The officers had weapons. The children had none. The officers had body armor. The children had none. The officers had training. The subject had none. One error, 14 minutes and 8 seconds. That's how long the children waited and the teachers waited in rooms 111 to be rescued. And while they waited, the on-scene commander waited for radio and rifles. Then he waited for shields. Then he waited for SWAT. Lastly, he waited for a key that was never needed.
Okay, that's because the door actually was open and did not require a key. Our view of security footage doesn't show any officers testing to see if that door was actually locked. That's reported by the Texas Tribune. Instead, the police waited around for a key. It turns out the door couldn't be locked from the inside, Colonel McCraw said. A teacher reported before the shooting that the lock was broken. The dizzying chronicle of failures, according to Ivana Sarek in Axios, 8 minutes after the gunman entered, an officer on site said he had a hooligan crowbar that could breach a door. Officers opted to wait for keys. 19 minutes after the gunman entered, police had a ballistic shield on site. They were ready to go. 19 officers were in the hallway outside when the first 911 call was made from inside one of the classrooms. This is Texas State Senator Roland Gutierrez. He's very eloquent on TV. He's talking about actionable steps that should be taken to try to deal more effectively with these massacres when inevitably they occur in the future. Listen.
We have 8,000 school campuses. 8,000. We've got to do more than $100 million in school hardening. We've got to find the will and the money to do that. We have a mental health crisis in this country, in this state, and we've got to find real money to attach to it. And we do have to find, Senator West, common sense gun solutions. When 65% of the Republicans in my community tell me that we need to raise an age limit, I can tell you that an 18-year-old shouldn't be able to go into a store like he's going into 7-Eleven to buy a Slurpee. And that's what happened here. So, Mr. Chairman, I will not keep you. You have important work to do. I told you I would respect this body entirely. And I thank you for allowing me to ask questions if they're not covered. And I assure you that I will be respectful. And I will close with one last thing, Mr. Chairman. I don't want you or anyone else to have to do for your constituents what I've had to do over the last 4 weeks.
Moving. It's powerful. Here's an email that came in from Robert in Auburn, Washington. He says, was just listening to your guest in the 2 p.m. hour. This must have been yesterday. It was Juan Williams of Fox News. You and he were asking why someone needs an AR-15 and saying that the Uvalde shooter was obviously mentally unstable because he had 300 rounds and body armor. No, I didn't say that, and certainly Juan Williams didn't say that. He was obviously unstable because he had a record of cutting himself, and people noticed at school. He was in and out of school. He had conveyed messages, some of which were forwarded to the FBI with people he was playing video games with, and saying that he wanted to shoot up a school. That's why they should have known, and he should have been blocked from getting a weapon, not just because he wanted body armor and 300 rounds. He says, so I guess that makes me crazy since I own armor and I keep a few hundred rounds at home. Hell, I even have two AR rifles. So that must mean I'm going to go hurt kids. No one has said that or implied that. You and your guests sounded like idiots today. 99.9% of us gun owners don't shoot up schools. And lumping us all together with those who do is inaccurate and unfair. Look, the whole idea of red flag laws is not that gun owners are the problem. It's that some people are a problem and shouldn't get guns. And you have to find out who those people are, and when there's a complaint against them, take it very seriously. Because guns in the hands of terrible people who are crazy are a great and unnecessary danger. We'll be right back.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Stories that I wanted to share with you that I think put in context how important America remains to the rest of the world and how necessary it is that we focus not just on our problems and our shortcomings and difficulties and disputes, but on what this country still stands for. There's a headline that hasn't gotten as much attention as it deserves, and that's true for a lot of headlines. It's a lot of, true for a lot of news stories, particularly those that are encouraging. We tend to put the emphasis in the news business on terrible news. School shootings, massacres, political scandals, dysfunction, anger. Okay, here's one which is bravo. And you know what? There's no one to blame, but we could honor Canada with this particular story. Can we, Jeremy?
Praise Canada! Praise Canada! Keep all their beady little eyes, flapping heads so full of lies. Praise Canada! Praise Canada! It seems that everything's gone wrong since Canada came along. Praise Canada! Praise Canada!
They're not even a real country anyway.
Okay, the story's from Ottawa. Canada just pledged to spend over $30 billion covering the next 20 years to help detect and track military threats from Russia and China in the Arctic. This would mark one of the biggest outlays by Canada in decades on bolstering its defense capabilities and would deliver on a promise to the U.S. to modernize its capabilities to help defend the continent as part of the North American Aerospace Defense Command, or NORAD. Military analysts have repeatedly warned NORAD radar and satellite image capabilities in the north require a dramatic upgrade given Russia's development of a new generation of long-range air and sea-launched cruise missiles and hypersonic missiles. China is also developing missiles. Now, you might say, well, China's far away from Canada. It's not. It's China and Russia are both close to Canada over the top of the globe. I mean, and for those of us who do believe in that the Earth is round, which I hope is everyone who listens to this show, I hope we've chased away some of the flat earthers who used to call for a while, though they're always amusing. But no, it's not a flat Earth, and the North Pole connecting, going over the North Pole and across the North Pole, as hypersonic missiles certainly can, between Canada and China or Russia, it's not that far and it's that distant. And $30 billion for a nation of 30 million, which is what Canada is, it's a pretty substantive investment, and God bless our Canadian friends for doing the right things. This is one of those things that when you think about the war in Ukraine, and it's impossible not to think about it, not to think about the threats that Taiwan faces and that America faces from China and from Russia, the one thing to be thankful for is, look, you can hear all kinds of bad news from Europe at different times. We're lucky to have those allies. We're lucky to have an ally like Canada. We are lucky to have an ally like France. Once upon a time, I remember conservatives used to make fun of France. Remember when people were saying freedom fries instead of French fries? Because France basically did not want to participate with the United States and Britain and other Western allies in the Iraq War. Okay, France is still on the side of civilization and decency. And when compared to what? Well, how about this? This, again, no one is talking about it. It's important. A church is attacked. Gunmen attacked two churches in northwestern Nigeria on Sunday, killing three people, witnesses and a state official said, weeks after a similar attack in the West African nation left 40 worshippers dead. The attack in the Kajuru area of Kaduna State targeted four villages, resulting in the abduction of unspecified numbers of residents and the destruction of houses before the assailants managed to escape, locals said. At least 32 people were killed in the Kajuru area last week in an attack that lasted 4 hours across four villages. And that, we are told, involved Islamic extremists. Imagine that. And then another headline. Government says jihadists kill 132. We're horrified here, and rightly so, if there are 21 people who are killed in Texas, but it's 132 people. Attacks by jihadi rebels in central Mali, another African nation, have killed 132 civilians. It was announced today the killings happened when several villages in the Bankass area were attacked on Saturday and Sunday, the government said. The government said the attacks were carried out by jihadi rebels of the Katiba group. The attacks show that Islamic extremist violence is spreading from Mali's north to more central areas like the Bankass. For several weeks, extremist rebels in central Mali have been blocking the road between the northern city of Gao and Mopti in central Mali. The UN peacekeeping mission in Mali, yeah, a lot of help they have been, issued a statement on Twitter saying it is concerned by attacks against civilians in the Bangliagara region in central Mali, perpetrated by extremist groups. These attacks have reportedly caused many casualties and displacement of populations. Okay, we got challenges here in the United States, but it is important that we put that into some kind of context. There's also this, and it relates to this dangerous world we live in. It's a great piece by Mark Leibovich. We'll have him on soon. It's posted over at MSN. And he begins his piece by saying, let me put this bluntly. Joe Biden should not run for re-election in 2024. Why? He is too old. Biden will turn 80 on November 20th this year. He'll be 82 if and when he begins a second term. The numbers just keep getting more ridiculous from there. It's not the 82 that's the problem, it's the 86, one swing voter said in a recent focus group, referring to the hypothetical age Biden would be at the end of that very hypothetical second term. In recent weeks, writes Leibovich, I've spoken with 10 official and unofficial advisors to the administration who've spent time around the president during these deranged and divided days in America. What has this been like for him, I asked, is what I've been asking them essentially. How is he holding up? They say for the most part that Biden is coping fine, you know, despite the 8.6% inflation, his depressed poll numbers, his vice president's worst approval numbers, the looming wipeout in the midterms, and all the other delights attending to Biden as he awaits the big round-numbered birthday he has coming up in a few months. But here's another recurring theme I keep having, notably from people predisposed to liking the president. He just seems old. So what do we take away about another old guy, just 2 years younger than Biden? His name is Trump. We'll talk to Charles Lipson of the University of Chicago, coming up on the MedVet Show.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Air conditioners across the nation working overtime this first day of summer as forecasters say today will be another scorcher for millions of Americans from the Central Plains to the upper Midwest. People in the upper Great Lakes setting records with highs in the upper 90s approaching 100. Temperatures are as much as 20 degrees above average. As gas prices remain near record highs across the country, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden wants to work with oil producers and CEOs.
I can confirm here, I know it's been been reported out there, Secretary Granholm is going to be meeting with the seven CEOs on Thursday, this coming Thursday.
The president also still trying to decide whether or not to pause federal gas taxes. USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, always a pleasure and an honor to welcome back Professor Charles Lipson of the University of Chicago. He is the Peter B. Ritzma Professor Emeritus at that great institution. And by the way, you don't think that the University of Chicago is great? Well, come on, Milton Friedman held court there for many, many years. And so did Charles Lipson. His recent comments have appeared in Real Clear Politics, Newsweek, where I have a column coming out this week as well, American Greatness, and the Wall Street Journal. His new piece in Real Clear Politics begins this way. The central point of the January 6th hearings was already well known, but it deserves to be underscored because it is so fundamental to the integrity of self-government. Donald Trump never accepted his defeat at the polls and actively sought to prevent Joe Biden's certification as his successor. To put it bluntly, Trump tried to overturn our nation's established procedures for the peaceful transfer of power. Charles, in terms of, you say he sought to prevent Joe Biden's certification as his successor. It's even more than that. What the hearings have made clear, it seems to me, is that not he tried to prevent certification, he tried to overturn certification after it had already happened.
Well, that's because certification sort of means two things. One is certification at the level of each state, and then when they are collected by Congress and then sort of certified at the congressional level, that's what he attempted to delay so he could go back and have certain key states overturn their certification. And the problem to me, besides the January 6th riots, which tried to has led either some of Republican candidates who either believe what Trump is saying or simply know that it's perilous in a primary to say something different to run on the idea that the election was stolen. He's not the first one. Stacey Abrams, a Democrat, said that about her Georgia gubernatorial election. And that's the kind of second point of the article, as you know, Michael, which is that we're getting more and more of these breaches of our constitutional norms and procedures and rules, with each side pointing to the other side and saying they did it first, and we're just retaliating.
And, by the way, this is coming up, speaking of retaliating, there's a bulletin that came across. An Indiana man who threw Molotov cocktails at police, broke windows in downtown Portland, mm-hmm. just got sentenced to 10 years in prison. We'll deal with that in more detail tomorrow.
That's really important, because I think that the failure to punish rioters and people who are threatening people's lives and all of the things that we see from these progressive district attorneys has had a predictable effect. It's encouraged more of it.
Yeah, well, there's no question, and that not only encouraged more of it by not prosecuting and not arresting enough people during the whole string of riots that engulfed the country after the death of George Floyd, it's actually praising those riots as a, quote, reckoning, as if somehow by stealing out of a jewelry store or a drug store and breaking windows, that's a natural response to decades of racism and to slavery. And look, when you're going to honor people who break the law in the name of some higher cause, that encourages other people to do the same thing.
Imagine the leaders of the civil rights movement in the 1960s, led by Dr. Martin Luther King, but including a lot of other important figures. None of them would have praised that. They would have all condemned it, and rightly so. I would say that there's a second issue related to this kind of breakdown of order and this sense that whatever we do is justified because we've been oppressed. 2 points. One is, I think that the levels of oppression, police misconduct, racism, all those things have just steadily gotten better and better over many years, and the idea that that we should not praise that is, I think, exactly the wrong way to go. The other thing is that I think it's a very pernicious element of American life that everybody now puts first and foremost their racial or sexual or other kinds of identities, and somehow thinks that those override our common identity as American citizens.
I agree with that entirely. It's also difficult that we have a new victim group that pops up all the time. I mean, honestly, seeing transgender folk as victims, that's a very new thing. They just recently designed that transgender flag. But then also the tendency on the right now to see white, working class, hard-working, patriotic American Christians as a victim group. And yes, it's ridiculous for people to say that this is the group that runs the country, and this is the group that relies on white privilege. But it's also ridiculous to say that this is the most oppressed group in the country, isn't it?
Oh, I agree. I think what Trump tapped into, though, that was quite real, was a sense that elites have contempt for that group. What they used to call flyover country, that those kinds of people, you know, years and years ago when Iowa farmers were complaining about prices for their grain, Dukakis said that maybe they should grow arugula. These are people who are just completely out of touch with ordinary working Americans. And what you see, I think, on the Democratic Party side is a kind of coalition of the educated and people who run bureaucracies, and there's a lot of guilt. I'm not sure why they feel this kind of guilt, but they have built a coalition by handing out goodies not only to themselves, you know, funding PBS, but handing out a lot of goodies to a kind of lower class, mostly minority population, in hopes that they will be part of a winning vote coalition. So, and the fact that these working class people, who used to be the sort of essence of the Democratic Party, a Harry Truman voter, those are no longer Democrats.
And that's one of the problems they're going to be facing in 2022. Quick answer to a quick question. Do you think Trump is going to run? And second part, do you think he will be the nominee?
It's hard to know whether he'll run, but I certainly hope he's not the nominee. There are a lot of good policies there, but there are a lot of bad behavior that needs to be out of public life.
Charles Lipson, you can read his most recent piece from Real Clear Politics. It's posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back. A big new, very controversial movie with Emma Thompson coming up.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Michael Medved show, one of the things about having lived through some of American history, not only written about American history, but lived through it, experienced it directly, and basically caring a great deal about keeping that history alive for people because you can learn from it. And one of the problems that we have is people so much forget some of the lessons that we ought to keep in mind. For instance, 50 years ago, June 17th of 2072, they had a robbery. It was a minor robbery. It was foiled. Partially because the idiots inside who were trying to place a bug in the Democratic National Committee headquarters so that they could hear what the Democrats were saying and planning to each other. This was while the President of the United States was in the middle of a campaign for re-election. Now, nobody knows whether the President actually ordered that burglary or even knew about it in advance, but it was a burglary not to steal anything. It was a burglary to try to get information, to spy on the opposition. And 50 years on, it's incredible to look back and see how quickly things changed. Because that election that the Republicans were trying very hard to win, and President Nixon wanted very, very much to be reelected, wasn't sure he could do it at first because the Congress of the United States, both houses were dominated by Democrats. And so the difficulty here is he actually won the election, Richard Nixon, by such a huge margin, and then was set up for this epic fall where he became the only president, only one, who was left office for any other reason other than dying or reaching the end of his term. A CBS News report on 50 years after Watergate, and it featured Leslie Stahl, who spoke out about her time with the CBS News team during the Watergate crisis. Listen, clip 8.
50 years ago today, the Watergate break-in that ultimately led to President Richard Nixon's resignation. Our Leslie Stahl was a rookie CBS News reporter assigned to the story, which was initially thought to be just a petty crime.
Very few news organizations thought it registered as a story at all. But CBS had a sort of scent about this. The assignment editor sees as a break-in at the National Democratic Committee. He looks around the newsroom, there's no one. So he sends a new kid.
Police arrested five men in the Watergate with bugging equipment and copying cameras.
They sent me to the arraignment. As the testimony went forward, we became more and more suspicious. There were $100 bills with consecutive numbers. These guys were Cubans. You kept sitting up thinking, my, this is not just a third-rate burglary.
No, it wasn't. And, of course, it wasn't just President Nixon who lost his administration. It was basically he also saw many of his closest aides go to prison. I interviewed for my book, The Shadow Presidents, I interviewed H.R. Haldeman, the White House Chief of Staff for President Nixon, former top advertising man for J. Walter Thompson. I interviewed him at his home just before he went away to prison for several years. And to think about that, this is the equivalent of, someone like Mark Meadows going to prison. He was the White House Chief of Staff. But Haldeman was established, and he was there from the beginning of the Nixon administration. And other people, top political aides like Jeb Stuart Magruder, Charles Colson, who was a speechwriter, and people know him as an evangelist and Christian leader, he went to prison. But putting it all into context, this is what MSNBC's Mehdi Hassan said, comparing Watergate to January 6th. Listen.
Trump called Pence a human conveyor belt, whatever that means, for overseeing the certification and refusing to reject electoral votes over Trump's false claims of voter fraud. Look, there's never been a bigger or more important story in American history than this. I wish we could talk about something else on this show other than Donald John Trump. But to be clear, on this 50th anniversary of the Watergate break-in, Richard Nixon left office to avoid impeachment over his role in planning a botched two-bit burglary. It was a big scandal, the biggest crime ever seen or imagined by an American president. And yet it pales in comparison to what Trump did. Watergate is a walk in the park next to the January 6th attack on American democracy and the almost assassination of an American vice president at the hands of a mob incited by the American president. So there's a lot riding on these hearings.
Look, in the sense that that January 6th is more important even as a crime than Watergate, it is either way, whichever side you're on. Because Watergate, the election went forward, the people were arrested, nothing really came out too much about what was behind the burglary or all of the rotten things the White House had been doing. But President Nixon won a huge landslide. He won 49 out of 50 states. He won every state except for Massachusetts and Washington, D.C. And he was looking forward to a great, big, successful, glorious second term. And then everything started falling apart. It turned out his vice president, Spiro Agnew, had been very corrupt as a Baltimore County commissioner, had been taking unmarked bills and paper bags and things of that nature. The reason that January 6th is more important is because either way, if you believe President Trump was actually trying to stop a stolen election, the idea of that crime, of a stolen election crime, is huge compared to anything that was done in Watergate. And so it is if he was not justified, as I think the evidence shows that he was not, and he was trying to overturn an election that had been duly cast. I mean, and this wasn't a landslide election, but it wasn't an incredibly close election either. It's the very first time we have ever had an incumbent president resisting the idea that he's lost. And we've had a lot of incumbents going all the way back to John Adams who lost close elections. Meanwhile, I'll tell you something that isn't close is the, I think what the public response is going to be to a new movie with Emma Thompson. Great actress, Oscar-winning actress, the new film about a lonely widow who's pretty desperate for some satisfaction in her life. Listen.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
Oscar winner Emma Thompson plays an aging widow and retired teacher of religion who hires a sex worker to deliver satisfaction she's never achieved before in what's advertised as a sex-positive comedy called Good Luck to You, Leo Grand. Now streaming on Hulu.
I see my friends shriveling up over the years.
Nancy, everyone needs something different.
Let's go to bed.
Okay.
Well, they do, finally, after a very long build-up. Daryl McCormick is outstanding as the sultry young man who never reveals much about himself beyond his body. While Emma Thompson deserves praise for a performance that's naked, both emotionally and physically. The problem is the second half of the film becomes dreary and sad, with only brief hints of the joy that the main character is seeking. Rated R for language, lots of sex content, and nudity. 2 stars for the well-acted but ultimately disappointing Good Luck to You, Leo Grand. And it's one of those films that sounds actually more interesting than it is. And partially, it's not so easy to identify with either of these two characters and the only characters in the movie. Speaking of characters, an Indiana man threw Molotov cocktails at police, broke windows in downtown Portland, and now he's sentenced to 10 years in prison. Just before he sentenced Malik Fard Mohammed, a federal judge, today, wanted to understand what drove him to hurl the Molotov cocktails at police, etc. The answer that he gave, it'll surprise you next time, tomorrow, on the MedVed Show. And sometimes the cancel culture cancels people appropriately. The cancel culture just worked to cancel a planned sold-out Brooklyn music venue concert for John Hinckley, the Reagan shooter. And there's a new Navy ad creating all sorts of storms. Nothing to do with Top Gun, unfortunately. This one about trying to teach sailors how to use the right pronouns. I'm sure that will improve recruitment. That and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance, the number 7.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.